Let's go right back to the phones and pick up Maria in Denver. And she's got a three-year-old that's got something going on. What's going on there?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a three-year-old that I have her sick with a cold. And she usually, like at night, runs at temperatures 104. And even if I give her Tylenol or Motrin, that just then brings down her fever.
Hmm. Well, you know, throughout history, we've known that when small children have health issues, that the most effective thing you can do is an enema. And in my experience of thousands of cases, I have never seen in a child, she's a three-year-old, right?
Yeah.
I have never seen a failure to break that fever when we use an enema. So the first question I'd have, Maria, is what is this kid eating? Does she drink a lot of milk? Does she get white flour? Is she heavy-duty into what we call make-believe food?
Well, she does drink a lot of milk.
Okay, well, that's got to go. That's history right now. That's
okay.
Probably the problem. See, pasteurized, homogenized milk is really not good food. This is junk. If you'd like to take the milk and make it into a food again, you could feed it to a kefir culture, and then it will become a raw, healthy food again. Often these cows, though, are sick, and so when you drink their milk, you're drinking their mucus and a lot of their pus cells and everything else. And, of course, if you make the milk into kefir, then there'll be a layer of sort of a yellowish layer that'll form on the top, and you'll pour that off. I affectionately refer to that as the pee of the milk. And you pour that off, and now you've gotten rid of the bad cells and all the junk, and what you have left is a superfood. Your child can eat all she wants of that. But if you continue milk, you'll be redoing the Price-Pottinger experiment. Price and Pottinger were a couple of dentists from the early 1920s who showed that every time you took milk and pasteurized it, they many times fed pasteurized milk to one cow and raw milk straight from the cow, the mother, to the other cow. 100% of the time, 100% of the time, the cow felt fed the pasteurized milk was dead in 30 days. Dead in 30 days. So if you would like your child to have a little better health, I would say kibosh that or convert it to a wonderful kefir and give the child something wonderful to consume. Around the country, there are companies that make kefir. The best and my favorite is a company called Fresh Made out of Philadelphia, and they sell their kefir through the Russian delicatessens. I don't know much about Denver, but if you can find a Russian deli, I'd call them up and see if they got Fresh Made. And then you could use it as a starter and make your own kefir. And theirs is non-fat milk. You can make it out of whole milk. Wow, it's even better. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And on the enemas, how do you do an enema on a three-year-old?
Piece of cake. You can just get a little enema bulb. What I would do is put some colostrum in it, but even warm water will work. So just get some purified warm water, make sure it wouldn't burn your hand, and just give that to her. Usually within 5 minutes, there'll be a complete evacuation, and in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases, the fevers will be gone. It could relapse if she continues the food. It appears that her big offense is milk, so if you correct that, then, Lord willing, you won't be facing this recurrent issue, okay?